Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, September 12th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The Justice Department is suing Uber, alleging the ride-hailing giant discriminated against passengers with disabilities. In the complaint filed yesterday, the Justice Department says Uber and its drivers routinely refused to serve hundreds of individuals with disabilities and imposed surcharges such as cleaning fees for service animal shedding or cancellation fees to riders who were denied service. The lawsuit seeks $125 million in damages and policy changes. Uber said in a statement that it disagrees with the allegations and it has a zero-tolerance policy for confirmed service denials. Plus, Apple has delayed the launch of its new iPhone Air model in China, pending regulatory approval for the device. The model wasn't available on Apple's China website when pre-orders began today. An Apple spokesman said the company is working closely with regulators to make the iPhone Air available. China is Apple's second largest market for the iPhone. The iPhone Air is the company's thinnest model and doesn't have space for a physical SIM card. It relies on an electronic SIM card, but eSIMs require regulatory approval in China. And the cryptocurrency platform Gemini Space Station debuted on the market today. It gained about 25%. The closely watched IPO had traded as high as over $45 a share before fading to about $35 a share. Finally, Alibaba's shares jumped over its recent series of moves to boost AI development. The Chinese tech giant said it plans to raise $3.2 billion for cloud infrastructure and e-commerce. The company said it will allocate approximately 80% of the funds to scale data centers and upgrade technology for growing AI service demand. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in Monday morning for another quick tech update.